of a church planter missionary, if you will.
So there's a lot we can learn from this passage here in verses 10 through 12 in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Remember, Paul in this book in particular had to defend his apostleship often because it was being attacked by people who were questioning the return of Jesus, and other Judaizers were coming in with other doctrines. So the second coming you'll see mentioned in every chapter of this book. But here Paul talks about how he and those who travel with him were an example. So the first part, they were an example of Christianity to the nations around them. And now Paul's saying here in verse 10, ye are witnesses in God also how holily and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves among you that believe. As you know, how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father doth his children, that you would walk worthy of God who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. So, as a father doth his children, that'll be our title. Lord, give us wisdom now as we look into your word, open our hearts to hear from you and to learn from you. And I pray that you would guide us perfectly through your word, and the Holy Spirit would use the word to change us tonight. We love you and thank you in Christ's name. Amen. So as we see here in the beginning of verse 10, the Apostle Paul is essentially saying that we now were an example to you. We were an example of what a Christian should be to those reaching out to the lost. And Paul often, and rightly so, even used himself as an example. If you go to 1 Corinthians 11, and what he essentially said was, as long as I'm following the Lord, it's okay to follow my example as a missionary, as a church planter, as a Christian. 1 Corinthians 11:1, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. So as long as I'm following Christ, you can follow my example. And then another one, 2 Thessalonians, this time, chapter 3, verse 9. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 9. He says, not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an example unto you to follow us. So again, Paul was a great example to the Thessalonians. And remember that he said, talking about the overall passage, as a father doth his children. And so that teaches us as well that a father should be an example to his children, right? And the Bible says that train up a child in the way he should go. In other words, be an example to your child. In Proverbs chapter 27, it says, the just man walketh in his integrity, his children. Whose children? The just man who has integrity. His children are blessed after him. So just like Paul was an example to them, he says, as a father doth his children, fathers are to be an example to their children. And you and I are to be an example to one another. We're exhorted to do that, aren't we? To admonish, to encourage, to edify one another. So we let our light so shine before men and so forth. So the first thing we see is that they were an example to the Thessalonians. And the second thing we see is part of being like a father with his children. Verse 11, they exhorted the people. Notice he says, as you know how we exhorted. So that word exhortation, it means to encourage. It means to lift up. And Paul says, we exhorted you. And you and I are to exhort one another. Let's look at Hebrews 3:13 and we'll see this. Just like, according to Scripture, fathers are to exhort their children. And we read that in Ephesians 6:4. Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. So fathers are to be an example to the children and to exhort and admonish their children, just like Paul says, we exhorted you. And here in Hebrews 3:13, you'll see that we are to exhort one another. Hebrews 3:13, exhort one another. What's the next word? Daily. What a word. While it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. So we are to be exhorting one another, looking for those opportunities to exhort one another, to be an example to one another. Paul was an example to the Thessalonians and exhorted them. Fathers are to be an example to their children and exhort them. Thirdly, verse 11 of 1 Thessalonians 2, it says, and comforted. So he says, not only was I an example, not only did I exhort you, but I also comforted you. Remember, they had gone through a lot of attacks, this church, because of their belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. And what do we find in Scripture but that we are to comfort one another? The Bible says that's one of the reasons God allows us to go through trials in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, that we may be able to comfort one another by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. 2 Corinthians 4:4. We're to comfort one another. Over in chapter 5, verse 11, same book. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. So we're to comfort one another. And you know what? Fathers are to do the same for their children. Again, Ephesians 6:4, bring him up in the what? Nurture. What do you think that is? That's comfort. Nurture and admonition of the Lord. So as a father doth his children, as Paul did for the Thessalonians, you and I are to be this for one another. We're to be an example. We're to exhort one another. We're to comfort one another. And then that next word in verse 11 of 1 Thessalonians 2 was charge. Charged every one of you. Are we to charge one another? We are. Hebrews 10:24, let's look at it. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24. That word charge, it means to challenge. It means to encourage, to go on for the Lord. And by the way, fathers are to charge their children. The Bible says a wise son heareth his father's instruction. But here in Hebrews 10:24, let us consider one another to what? Provoke unto love and to good works. That's charging one another, provoking one another, charging one another to live for Jesus Christ. And you know, when Jesus gave the Great Commission in Matthew 28, he said we're to baptize them, right? But then we're what? To teach them all things whatsoever I've commanded you. Teaching them to observe all things. That's charging. So this is beautiful how Paul is saying, I was an example to you. You were an example to me. In the many areas we talked about last week, but I was an example to you. We behaved ourselves properly among you. We were examples. We exhorted you. We comforted you. We charged you. As he says there, as a father doth his children, there in verse 11. What was the charge? Verse 12 is the charge. Walk worthy. Walk worthy of God. That's quite a charge, isn't it? Paul says, I charge every one of you that you should walk worthy of God. It's one thing to believe right, it's another thing to walk right. I want you to walk worthy. And this is a theme throughout the Scriptures. Look at Colossians 1:10 and we'll see it again. But you and I are challenged, and we are to challenge one another to walk worthy. In Ephesians 4, it says, walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. Ephesians 4:1. What is our vocation? Well, we're Christians, so we're to walk worthy of that name. We're soldiers. We're to walk worthy of that assignment. We are servants. We're to walk worthy of that. We're stewards. So we're to walk worthy of these things. Colossians 1:10, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. So we are commanded to walk worthy. I quoted it, but Ephesians 4:1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Christian, servant, soldier, steward. He that is greatest among you, Jesus said, shall be your servant. Moreover, it's required in 1 Corinthians 4:2, stewards, that a man be found faithful. 2 Timothy 2:3, endure hardness as a good soldier. The three S's. That's our three vocations, if you will, as Christians. We are to be fighting for the cause of lost souls. We are to be stewards of what God has entrusted unto us. Things like the air that we breathe, the time that we have, the gifts that He's imparted to us, the gospel. And we could go on and on. And we are to be a servant. And we're to be a good servant. We're to walk worthy of those things. So he says, as a father doth his children, and fathers are to charge their children, fathers are to comfort their children and exhort them and to be an example to them. As a father doth his children, we behaved ourselves this way for you, Thessalonians, and all Christians should behave the same way. Look for those opportunities to be an example to others, to exhort and admonish one another, to comfort one another, and to charge one another while we are walking worthy of the vocation wherewith we are called. He says in verse 12, who hath called you into his kingdom and glory. That's our motive. Our motive isn't to earn something. Our motive is gratitude. Amen? Gratitude that we already have the kingdom, that we already have the glory. We don't possess it in our bodies yet. They're still a mess. But we will. It's already done. Our hope is sure. And because God has done for that, he says, I want you to now walk worthy. Because God's already given you his kingdom and his glory. So praise God. As a father doth his children, Paul was that to these Christians at Thessalonica. And you and I are encouraged to be those kind of Christians for one another. As a father doth his children. Lord, thank you for your word and teaching us from it tonight. I pray we'd be always on the lookout for ways to exhort and to comfort and to charge one another while walking worthy of being a soldier and a servant and a steward for Jesus Christ. And Lord, as fathers, may we be this sort of parent as well. But may we always be looking for those opportunities to be this kind of a Christian to other Christians. Thank you for speaking to us. We love you in Christ's name.